Happy Monday, KMA land. It's time once again for the Double X Factor. I'm Spencer Williams, and with me as always on Mondays is...
Sandy Hansen.
I love when we get together and jam about the topic. And this week's topic kind of ties nicely into last week's topic. But we're talking about fulfillment this week. And I brought this up to Sandy because I think along with your identity comes maybe your bucket list, things you want to do in your lifetime. And we all strive for certain things and maybe sort of feel a lack of fulfillment. And I'd like to focus more on feeling fulfilled in every given moment, but just always knowing it's okay to work for more.
Yeah, I love this topic. I'm glad you brought it to the table. I will be spouting a lot of Tony Robbins mantras this week with this topic, because fulfillment is actually something he talks about a lot. And I have done a lot of his seminars and things. The art of fulfillment, basically, he says, success without fulfillment is ultimate failure.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's a big deal. So we have to find a way to be happy on the journey to wherever it is we're going, because it's really not about the end of the journey.
Definitely. And I think this ties into identity so much. When I look at my own life, I think, okay, there was a point in time where I said, you know, when my kids get a little older and they're a little more self-sufficient, and I feel like so much of I kind of missed. I missed the message in between and just the ability to enjoy each and every step of the way.
So
I think,
good.
I think we're always trying to work for that next thing. And we've talked about this before on the Double X Factor. It's kind of all be happy when.
Yes. Well, that's a great example of, you know, as soon as my kids are older, as soon as this happens, as soon as that happens. But then that happens, and it's only this momentary thing because it's a goal. It's not fulfillment. Mm-hmm. So there's a big difference in those two things. It is about feeling excited and eager for more on the way to whatever it is you're trying to get to.
Absolutely. And the people that have this mastered, definitely we're going to do some research, because I can honestly say that it's not something I'm very good at. I've never been good at living in the now. So we've talked about that before, too. So you said you quoted Tony Robbins on some of this, because he's quite the expert on this. And you've even attended a Tony Robbins seminar, right?
Yeah, a couple of them. They are basically immersion events, because you're there for three, four, 5 days and you're up all hours of the night, and he's, you know, you're dancing around screaming and yelling. But he calls it the art of fulfillment, you know, because it is an art form. It's something you can learn and polish and master. So we all could have room to grow in this area.
Definitely. And I think that, honestly, in the last few topics, I've used that before, the art of something. It really is. Personal growth is an art.
It is.
And we get to be the artists in our own masterpiece.
Yes.
How clever was that? Love it. All right. Well, this is going to be a great week, Sandy. I can't wait to learn from what you have to teach me.
Well, I can't wait to watch you learn all week long. It'll be fun.
It will be fun. Thanks so much, Sandy.